giving glory to God for over 50 years in radio, Pastor Ed Brady.
Hello and welcome to God's Promises. I'm Pastor Ed Brady. Stick around for the next few minutes. We'll unpack some of the promises of God that never can be broken. God can't lie. God's not a man. God's Promises. One of my favorites is God will supply all my needs from his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Another one of God's promises is from John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, Jesus, have come that you might have life and life more abundant. That's John 10:10. You've probably heard people say, well, if we could just win the lottery, then we'd be happy every day. Or some people say, I have to get a raise in pay at work for things to get better around here. Why do we talk like that if Jesus promised us a life more abundant? Abundance without Jesus is like a 50-gallon bucket of ice cream without a spoon. The abundance is there, but we just don't ever taste it. Well, that's our choice. If you take a cruise on the ocean and don't go to the dining room for the free meals that are included, how silly is that? Well, that's what it's like to be a Christian. The abundance is there, offered by Jesus, and you don't go to the dining hall to eat the buffet that Jesus sets before you every day? Jesus came that we might have life more abundant. But what kind of abundance? We certainly don't want the abundance of worldly people, because Scripture teaches us that their abundance comes with curses on them, with pain. We see their fancy cars and luxurious homes, but we don't know about the pain, the sorrow, the depression, and problems that these famous or rich people have that comes with that abundance. And more importantly, will they go to heaven? I was watching a special on TV recently about the life of one of the Beatles. Rich? Yes. Famous? Yes. Did he go to heaven? Not sure. Now, the good news for born-again Christians is we enjoy the abundance of a born-again Christian with no curse attached, with only blessings attached. Proverbs 10:22, another blessing and promise from God that will make you happy, will give you the joy of Jesus inside. It says, "The blessing of the Lord brings true riches, and he adds no sorrow to it, for it comes as a blessing to you from God." One of the biggest blessings in our life is the fact that we get eternal life in heaven, available only through Jesus Christ. He is the way to the Father.
Yeah, you got that right.
Jesus said, "I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for." The more you read the Bible, the more you read about Jesus, and I do suggest you read every day, the more you realize how deeply he loves you. Not simply, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Well, yeah, he loves everybody, but think about it. He loves you. He came to die for your sins, and he came so that you might experience the kingdom of heaven now with more abundant evidence of blessings that are clearly from God. Who gets this abundance? Born-again Christians who have an intimate knowledge of God. Here's another promise in the Bible that you could take to heart and believe, please. Our Father God loves you as much as he loves Jesus.
What?
Our Father God loves you as much as he loves Jesus. Well, let's wrap up with our focus scripture today, John 10, verse 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And I, Jesus, have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Read it for yourself. Put it on a post-it note. Stick it where you can see it every day. Jesus came so that you could have a more abundant life. Thanks for listening to God's Promises. I'm Pastor Ed Brady. If you want a copy of my notes from John 10:10, my Apply the Bible lesson plan, send me an email and I'll email it back attached in a Word document. My email is
ed@edbradyradio.com.
Send me an email.
You can contact Ed by email, ed@edbradyradio.com.
Request God's Promises, Apply the Bible, John 10:10, abundance from Jesus. Thanks for listening, and thanks most of all for your prayers.